based on what you saw yesterday, should the Raiders be reaching out to try to get help for this defense?
I mean, that's the one spot that they really needed help, right? To get a pass rush is the weakest spot, you know. And let's not worry about the COVID stuff, because you know I understand that that was an issue in terms of practice all week. Not having Abram obviously is a huge loss. I understand that. At full strength, this is still a pass rush that needs to get going. They had 3 sacks against the Chiefs, and they've had 4 in the rest of their games. To not generate anything yesterday is a real tough task to defend against Brady. The one thing you've seen about Brady in his career, especially the last 6-7 years, is that you really got to get him off his spot. I remember doing games with Bill Polian on ESPN Radio, and Polian would say, "Get Tom off his spot," and he'd be like very angry, Bill Polian, about it. So he's like, because he knows he saw Brady torch Indianapolis in a bunch of games. He understood if you move Brady off his spot, his level of efficiency, his completion percentage, all of it goes down. If you give him a platform to throw from where he feels comfortable, he is going to tear you apart to the tune of about 7 out of every 10 passes are going to be complete. And that is around what he was doing yesterday for a good chunk of the game. And that's a little shy of that is where he's been for most of his career, about 65%, 64%. And that's where he's been this year at age 43. And how do you beat him? You move him off his spot. Raiders can do that, and he torched him in the second half.
A lot to get into on the Raiders yesterday in the game, but my first question was, did you enjoy the stadium?
I did. It was beautiful. Obviously, I think I just saw maybe an hour ago or something, right, that UNLV is going to play in front of fans
this week.
2,000 fans. Okay, so you'll have some people in there. They're going to love the experience, I think. Here's the one thing. Let me give you the TV angle of it. So there are some great stadiums around the country. Obviously, some brand new ones, all that. So the thing that separated Allegiant for us on the TV side was that the roof is tinted and the natural light that is outside doesn't come pouring in like it does in Houston, like it does in Indianapolis, like I think it does in Dallas in certain times of the year. They've, you know, oriented this stadium very well. You know, the light's coming in from the north, so you're not getting all these uneven camera shots, right? So it just looks super clean on TV. And then obviously you all know, you know, you watch TV, you've probably driven by it. You may have been inside of it at one point. It's just a really cool looking place. I like that they call it the Death Star. Tom Brady on his Instagram video or whatever yesterday, even he was calling it the Death Star. It is a cool looking joint, and I was very impressed.
Were you impressed with anything the Raiders did?
I think, you know, let's not forget, this was a close game, you know, going down to the fourth quarter. So the Raiders did a lot of really good things yesterday, but they couldn't establish the run the way they wanted to. We didn't see any real gash plays in the run game yesterday, right? And that's something that, you know, Josh Jacobs can live off that. If Devontae Booker can give you one of those a game, you feel pretty good. If we didn't see a lot of gash plays yesterday, right? The run game, there were a lot of things that the Raiders did do well. Carr looked really sharp early. They were in it till the end of the game. The passing attack is there. Obviously, the Aguilar drops, they hurt, and that's the first time you guys have dealt with that with Aguilar in a Raider uniform. You know, and those are all the stories you heard about in Philadelphia, and they finally reared their head a little bit yesterday. So that didn't help. But for the most part, when Carr had a clean pocket to throw from, he looked sharp. There was some really good protection. There were only a couple of sacks in that game, you know, for the most part. Devin White had a couple of them, you know, for the better part of 3 quarters. The offensive line really held up well, considering they didn't get a lot of practice time, if any at all, during the course of the week. So there were a lot of impressive things that the Raiders did do offensively, and there's still a lot to build off of. Who knows what Cleveland's going to look like next week? That's a winnable game. There's a stretch of winnable games coming up for Las Vegas, so I don't think there's any reason to hit the panic button. I don't think you're going to win the division if Kansas City keeps playing the way they're playing, but expanded playoffs, there's certainly an opportunity to be there, and if this defense continues to improve and the offense stays consistent, I have high hopes for this team.